Dani Meyer's history with the Omaha Chamber Music Society goes back farther than her chair in the Omaha Symphony's bass section. She spent years in the OCMS board, including 6 as board president, before settling into life as, in her own words, just a humble musician. This summer, for the first time, she's also curating, building a program she gets to perform in herself.
It's really about the ensemble, and every piece is just a tour de force for the people on that stage. So we're starting off with this, like, absolutely gorgeous Orlando Gibbons in Nomine a 5, which is a Renaissance medieval music that really flows together and accelerates so naturally for our string quintet.
From there, the program jumps forward a few centuries to a piece with an unusual backstory. Jean-Francais Octet was written as a companion to Schubert's famous octet. But when the musicians who commissioned it got the score, they had one complaint.
He wrote it as a companion piece for the Vienna Quartet so they could play Schubert's octet. And they asked him to write a companion piece. Francais wrote music for pleasure was his genre. And so they got it and they're like, wait, why is this hard? And he said to them, just because it's fun, basically, doesn't mean it can't be hard. You have this thing that sounds utterly gorgeous and delightful. It's party music. It's clown music. It's a waltz. He threw in a Viennese waltz because, of course, he did, even though he's a Frenchman.
The second half of the concert turns to strings alone, building towards a finale by a composer that Meyer calls the ultimate test for any bassist.
Edgar Meyer does not publish a lot of the music that he writes for himself. Every bass player has wondered why. And then I got this music and immediately realized, oh, it's because like no one else but Edgar can play this stuff. But it is worth the work that's going to go into it. And it is such an exuberant, like overjoyed finale. I think people are going to absolutely love it.
Katie Welch's, part of the team that helped to shape this season's programming, says this concert is a little different in scale than some of the series' larger shows.
This is one of our smaller, actually, ensembles that we're having this summer, a little bit more typical of the size of ensemble that we usually use. So we've got 8 people total for this concert. So it's going to be a little bit more intimate. But when I first heard this program, Dani sent me a Spotify list of works that she had picked out for this concert. And again, like she said, there's just every piece on it is exquisite and beautiful in its own way. And it's just the way that it all comes together.
From 500 years old Renaissance Folifoni to a piece written by one of the today's bass virtuosos, this program covers a lot of ground in one afternoon, all of it played by 8 musicians who know each other well and clearly love playing it together. The Omaha Chamber Music Society's concert is this Sunday, June 21st at 3 p.m. at the Omaha Conservatory of Music on Cass Street. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.